We are joined on the line this morning by the Executive Director of URGE, Unite for Reproductive and Gender Equity, Kimberly Inez McGuire. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm doing okay, but pretty annoyed about what might happen at the Supreme Court.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. We go back to 1973 with coming up. We are on the 49th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and you're here to talk a little bit about... Let's talk, first of all, the significance of that from 1973, before the decision and after, kind of what was going on in the climate of the country at that time.
Absolutely. So before Roe v. Wade, abortion was illegal in most of the country, which meant that people were forced to stay pregnant against their will. It meant that people weren't able to access the care they needed. There was huge national outcry, which culminated in a major Supreme Court decision that said abortion is legal in all 50 states. Unfortunately, since that moment, really since Roe v. Wade was first upheld, state legislatures have been at work to tear and shred and really pull this right apart so that even though today Roe v. Wade still stands with abortion as a legal right, it is really hard to access. I mean, we look at a state like Ohio that has passed so many laws, you know, shutting down clinics, making it hard for people to get care, creating all of these really unnecessary, you know, hoops and barriers. So as it stands today, abortion is still legal, but it's really hard to access. And you look at a state like Texas, where they, you know, somehow, you know, kind of inexplicably and infuriatingly have passed a law creating vigilantes out of people's neighbors, so that right now in Texas, you can't get an abortion if you need one. And even though Roe v. Wade is still technically the law of the land, the Supreme Court hasn't done anything about it. Because fortunately, there are at least a few members of the Supreme Court who were put there to overturn Roe.
What would happen if it is overturned? What do you see
Great
taking
question.
Place?
Yeah, so we have a pretty good sense of what will happen. So if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, which right now that is what we expect them to do, we're looking at about half of the country that already has laws on the books that say, if Roe falls, abortion is illegal. So in half of the country, there would be no access to abortion. What does that mean? It means that the people who live in those states are either going to be forced to stay pregnant against their will, or they're going to have to try to go to a state where abortion is legal, which, you know, in some cases, you know, maybe they're half an hour across the state line. In some cases, they may be 600 miles away from the nearest state where it's possible to get an abortion. And, of course, the clinics in those states where abortion remains legal are going to be overwhelmed, right, struggling to provide care. We're already seeing the impact of the Texas law, where people are going as far as Kansas, even into Maryland, to get abortions because they can't in Texas. So it would leave half the country with no abortion care, and the other half, you know, struggling to pick up the slack.
Talking this morning to Kimberly Inez McGuire, who is the Executive Director of URGE, Unite for Reproductive and Gender Equity. Tell me about that organization, what you're involved with as well.
Absolutely. So URGE organizes young people in the South and the Midwest, as well as California, to take action. We know that young people are abortion positive. They don't just think abortion should be legal. They think it's a great thing that you shouldn't have to stay pregnant if you don't want to be. And so these young people are talking to their legislatures, they're talking to, you know, federal, state policymakers. They're saying, no more abortion bans, no more attacks on young people. They're also fighting for things like voting rights, for the cancellation of student debt, for a whole range of issues that young people care about. And if you want to learn more about URGE, you can go to urge.org, learn more about our organization. You can also follow us at urge_org on Twitter and Instagram. And really, you know, our organization is about building young people power. And young people show their power by speaking out loud and proud, by voting, by talking to elected officials, and just making it clear that, you know, they are done with seeing their rights trampled.
And again, people can keep an eye on what's happening as well. And I guess they can speak to the legislatures. I mean, a lot of these things you're talking about run through the courts, but then also have legislation passed. So there's some political aspect that they might get involved with, too.
100%. And if Roe v. Wade does fall, it is going to be up to the state legislatures. And so I would recommend, if this is an issue that you care about, get your state legislators on speed dial and say, you know what, in this state, abortion needs to be legal and accessible for people who need it. People need access to the full range of pregnancy-related care. So, you know, it is going to become a question of people taking action, right? Of people, you know, speaking out both to their senators and their members of Congress, but also at a state and local level, because ultimately, if this goes the way we think, this is going to become a state and local issue.
Talking this morning, national expert Kimberly Inez McGuire, again with URGE. If people, again, want to find out more or be involved in your cause, where's a good place to get that?
URGE.org, or on Twitter and Instagram, URGE_org.
Great.